what's your name?
Paul Dalton-Ludwig.
And you were born?
December 28th, 1898.
Where?
At Appleton City, Missouri.
Okay. Now, your dad's name was, what was your dad's name?
I guess it was really Friedrich Reinhold Ludwig, but he always signed himself as simply R. Ludwig. There's always an R. It's the only way he ever, when he gave me a Bible history or a catechism, you know, that I went to Brooklyn School, it was always R. Here is Ludwig. Never his full name, was just the one initial, that's really the second name, but that was the custom so much that they would really use the second name for the real name rather than the first name, Friedrich Reinhold. Mm-hmm. Although the first baby, you know, was called Friedrich.
And where was your dad born?
He was born at Seifenersdorf in Saxony.
So what did he do? He left Seifenersdorf and went to study at some university.
That is so unclear in my mind because I guess I never really asked him. The only thing really that mother particularly mentioned was those three names. Chemnitz and Zwickau and Leipzig, I guess. He studied at all those three places. And Leipzig, I imagine, must have been probably his college years. Mm-hmm. And at the others, I don't know if he had any schooling at Seifenersdorf. Man, if I had just been smart and asked Mother, especially after Dad was dead, maybe she could have told me. She always said she was going to write out some kind of a history of her life and Dad's, and I don't think she ever got around to it. Just like we never did anything, and we might have.
What about, do you know, have any idea what he was educating himself to be?
That, I don't know. He certainly must have had a good Latin background, and he knew Greek and Hebrew. He could not have gotten it all at once at St. Louis, because at the seminary, for instance, Walther, he would lecture in his dogmatics in Latin most of the time. People in our day, he had a little Latin, but not much. It was mostly all German. And so, I mean, I don't know, I can't get that straight in my mind, just where he studied, but he knew Latin, and that's what he could. He could even has a Latin rhyme. I wish I could remember about the name of the rabbit, you know, their haas, and the regular Latin rhyme, and I can't, I try so hard to figure that out, just to get back to it. But I mean, he had a Hebrew Bible and Greek, and he must have had that. I imagine, particularly Leipzig.
So he left Seifenersdorf and then he went to Dresden after his education. After he finished at the university, he went to Dresden.
That's the way I have it in my mind, that he went to Dresden, probably not knowing exactly just which way to go. And at Dresden, I noticed in that thing their mother talks about working with the mail, I always thought he was a telegraph dispatcher, I mean on the railroad. No, mm-hmm. I haven't got that even clear. Might have been that he was working on the mail side of the railroad.
And then when he got to Dresden...
When he got to Dresden, and while he was working there for the railroad, there is, and of course, where he found a room at my mother's home. I think after her father had died, and her mother was having renters, or at least had a room for him to rent, and that is really how he then became acquainted with mother. And although States.